In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised a servant to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Thank you. Let us be seated. I will be speaking this afternoon on the topic that I call Moriah Escalator. This Moriah is an escalator Moriah. It's taking somebody somewhere. It's taking somebody to another level. Moriah escalator. The very story of Moriah by itself in the book of Genesis chapter 22 might not immediately project the escalator. But when I finish my drilling this morning, you will see an escalator there. Genesis 22, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with us, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father, and he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him upon the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know. Do you remember where we stopped our service yesterday? What was the topic? What was it? Now I know. So I'm just one step ahead of where I stopped yesterday. Now I know. There is something that will happen that you'll be able to say, Now I know. Now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught up in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. You see how Moriah became an escalator. God had been doing a lot of things, needless to count, that Abraham was barren, Sarah was barren, and sometimes the devil brings experiences to contradict the promise, as if to say that God told you a lie. And it will be up to you to stand your ground and count God faithful, and to tell the devil to his face that God did not tell you a lie. How do you understand this? Excuse me. That God told Abraham that he will be a father of many nations, and the next verse says Sarah was barren. Do you raise nations from a barren? And the barrenness that Abraham was confronting became generational. That Abraham crossed the line through hospitality, saw angels, entertained them. Then the angels said, by this time next year. In other words, up until that time, it was a promise hanging in the air without a tenor. But when the angels came, they now put it in a time frame. They said, by this time next year. So it wasn't as if God had forgotten the promise he gave to Abraham, but it was hanging. And through hospitality, the promise was let down and put in a box of time. That was how Abraham crossed the line of barrenness to approach unto the promise that he will be a father of many nations. So he gave birth waywardly to Ishmael. God had no hand in it. There are many things you are doing, God has no hand in it. In Genesis chapter 25, verse 19, these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. Let's go. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian, of Paran, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. Now, God told Abraham, he'd be a father of many nations, but Sarah was barren. Struggle. Born Isaac. Rebekah was barren. Even third generation, Rachel was barren. There are things the devil does just to embarrass you. Just to make it look as if God has forgotten about you. It's a lie. But this struggle that Abraham crossed the line, Isaac crossed the line, and Rebecca became pregnant, as if to compensate for last time lost two in one pregnancy. But again, the baby was fighting inside. And that warranted a second prayer. This time, not by Isaac, Rebecca had to pray for herself. It gets to a time you pray for yourself. The prayer of Isaac was for her to be pregnant, and that has expired. And yet, Jotun, if there's any other problem on this one, Sister Rebecca, I will she pray I lay. Tori Isaac, Adura Etiba. She bought that to Alo Unis in one on Jan, no, Isaac Olimo, Bomach and Jan, no, you want to go in Sino. He knew not in Jack was in Isaac. So, Sister Rebecca, Oma Bade, we want to know my prayer for Ryan. A lady Baba Isaac, he prayed for the Joton. And that was when God said, Rebecca, two nations are in your womb. So for the first time, we were hearing nation. The same language Abraham once had. What we've been hearing since God told Abraham that he will be a father of many nations is that the woman is barren, then this woman is barren, everybody is barren. But for the first time, sir, we're hearing the language of the nations, which is now taking semblance and falling in line with what God said earlier on. But you will see in verse 22. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it is so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. 23. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb. Verse 24. And when her days to be delivered, I need it in NIV. Can you fetch NIV for me? That's the one I want. When the time came for her to give birth, there were boys in her womb. God said, two nations are in your womb. Midwife said, they are boys. Hey, get here. You see, there's a woman here. Get here. Kilo lorun pe. Kini enyan pe. Boys. God called the boys, the babies, nations, because that's how God saw them. Midwife called them boys because that's how she sees them. The way God sees you is different from the way Ibadan people see you. Those who see you in Ibadan, they don't know you. They don't know who you are. You are bigger than you look. Greater than you look. I don't have problem with anybody calling them boys. How did we all come into this world? We all came into this world. Only Adam came as an adult. I don't have problem with anybody who call them boys. You may call me boy, but don't die a boy. Did you hear that? What did I say? Die boy and become miscellaneous. Two of them. Esau, you are a nation. Jacob, you are a nation. But Jacob walked his way into an encounter. And he met an angel who asked him his name. He said, my name is Jacob. And the angel said, look, thy name shall no more be Jacob. No more. No more. All those negative characters Jacob carries, the angel said, no. Can you figure it out in Genesis chapter 32 where He changed his name and said, thy name shall be no more. Three words. I can write a book on that. No more Jacob. No more Jacob. No more Jacob, sir. Find it out. I need it on the screen. The encounter. Why am I serious about this encounter? Wobi, encounter nye, oni Jacob uni, ti won fi pe ni Israel. Israel is a nation. Iye ni, Esau oni, he died a boy. Kosi bi te ma de lori ile aye ni si te ma ri geographical expression kan ton ti ni Esau lo wa nbe. No, but e ba de mi do is e ma ba Israel nbe. Sunti Olorun so fun Abraham pe o ma the nation encounter kan oni Jacob fi walk out. Esau walking kankan out became unanimous and miscellaneous, and at the end of the day today we don't even know where he is, and yet he was told that he was a nation. He was a nation that did not happen. And he said, thy name shall be called no more. Sorry, Orometai will be these three words. No more Jacob. Only me sorrow about. And he called David because to fall and see the who said Jacob then Babel at any a trash. One lo man jali, no more. O loco eran. Nibi go, o man jali oko. No more. O man ji ojo bi gba. E ma ba mi so now. Ko tori yawo fe won lo ma lo sagba se. Agbase ti o ti e tun se tomo oluabi. Abi yan ba sagba se agbase ose kan ose meji. Agbase odun merin la sa. Yo ba nti yan ba fogun odun ya were. Ojo mi lo lo fe fi. O fogun odun pile were pe mo fe ya were. Ogun odun lo fi mura e pe o fe ya were. To ba wa ya were ona gan wa wa odun merin lo fe fi ya. Be wa wa your 14 year no aye omokunrin ilo lo seku sibe. O pile family life e pelu agbase. But the man who changed him in an encounter. If you like, take this meeting for an encounter. Did you hear me? Take this meeting for an encounter. Jacob had an encounter. Esau had none. So it comes to a point that we draw the line between you and the old one. I said, no more Jacob. No more Jacob. If you are telling me that I used to steal goat, yes, you can give that to my boyhood days. Paul said, when I was a child, I did childish things. Whatever you want to say that I did that, I'm not contending it. I did it, but give it to my boyhood days. Give it to my growing up days. Give it to that time when I was Jacob. But I come to a point where somebody said, no more Jacob. Glory be to God for this encounter today. Take this meeting for an encounter. It's a changing room. It's a clearing house. Say loud amen. Take this meeting for a clearing house. Take this meeting for a changing room. When nurses get to doctors, they get to the change data because they you meet them before that time, you don't know their doctors. But when they have changed the address, you meet them, you know who they are. You know this is a nurse. And God, back to what we were saying, told Abraham, take now your son. He said, thy only son. Genesis 22. Take now thy son, your only son. As at that time, I tried to explain this. I've been on this altar before to rerun this same narrative, that as at the time God was saying, take Isaac, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac. Won daruko e, won give detail be ke ma lo se paro e, ke ma se mistake. And you fail the exam before it starts. Go to a mountain, Moriah, where you will offer the what you love, offer it as a sacrifice. The value of a sacrifice is the treasure that it makes and means to you. When Omoba Jesu became a Christian, so Omoba Jesu is going to be with the Lord now. He was one of the most powerful juju traditional medicine maker. When the Lord came to his house in the night and said, it's all over. You are done with magic and all that. Last week, I was in Otta. And in a service where Professor Pella was supposed to also be, the son of Professor Pella, the magician, was also supposed to be at the service, but he couldn't come. He sent his wife, the wife of Professor Pella's son. That son is now a bishop. He said he has come to the end of magic. Won se de bi pe o fail lo ba ni o beta kakara ku la re. God, Jesus called him, Jesus, and said, get up. Gather all. And he saw a huge bag. And God was telling him, bring that one, put it in that bag. Carry that one. He said there was one. He drew it from under the bed. And as he was going to put it in that inside the bag, the hand said, bring that one, bring it out, put it inside the bag. He drew it out and he pushed it back. Only to read. Tori adoye abe Atlantic Ocean lo nti logba. So when he pushed it and he remembered what it cost him to how to get it, so he pushed it back. His hand said, no, bring it out. It's the most costly, the most valuable, the most magical wand in the house. Bring it out and put it in the bag. Kode beleri koma wonu bolo. And the voice was in front saying, follow me. Oni to mba fe ya anirara ebin mowa, follow me. And led him till they got, he didn't see the person, till they got into the wilderness. And he saw a hand with Ishano to ni oyagba. Oun reni ebo to oun ri owo pelu Ishano, oyagba, finosi. So he returned from that adventure empty handed. And he knew there was nowhere to go but church. Tori won ti ko gbo eton. It's in Moriah that the Lord first gave the impression of how it becomes your biggest sacrifice in life when you give up what you love most because the Lord demanded it. And you become a pretender to Christian faith. When that thing you love to do, what you love to drink, what you love to eat, where you love to go, the friend you like to go out with, God says, stop it for my sake. And I want to know now if I am worth it. At debit at my measure, if I am worth it. And I have asked one day, if you are embarking on a journey and you had a voice from the Lord and the Lord said, this journey you are going, you can go, but I am not with you. She wa de lo wo ko ti wa ma lo. Ati n toju e ba ri nbe. And I've asked you again one day, how many of you here, your wife called you one day and said, my husband, Ejo, Sherry, for the next 1 week, mo fe lo lo lodo former boyfriend mi. Pe ke mojuto awon awon mo eleyi lo man koko we eleyi lo man koko we toro ohun ohun yen ohun lo ma koko we so te ba ti dana Monday nte ma se kon to law school now mo bere lowo eyin okunrin pe eyin melo le le take mi o se mi o de reyan to ma da mi lohun ko pe e ko ni daddy for the next 1 week former boyfriend mi mo fe lo ba jo awon mo ko ri ko ba mi moju to won dada pe awon le I was coming to Ibadan, I can't remember now, it's not too long ago. Then I stopped somewhere to buy maize by the roadside. I saw a man who was sitting with the woman that was roasting the maize. I didn't come out of my car. I just pointed to the ones I want. I said, bring it. So, mama e wa ko agbado yen o wa nbo. O wa so fun oga yen pe ko joba moju to yoku ko ma ba mi ton e ma je ko jo. Why iyen wa bi mi oni se mo raye bayi pe ohun no gbe so agbado ko. Pe ba mi ma moju to ma je ko ba mi ma ton e ma je ko jo kin to de o. No to ti e ti ba e. Un to de ti wo na ru agbalagba wa joko ti alagbado to ni agbado. Un to ju e ba ri nbe. When the Lord puts the relationship to test by demanding to take off you that which you love most. That's why the Bible, some translation said, God tested Abraham. This was a test. I have also said it here one day in Moriah that when Baba Abraham took Isaac in obedience to the demand and took two servants and they took knife and wood and they were going to sacrifice Isaac. Pe ko so fun Yahweh pe omo yen la won fe lo ru fi rubo. To ba so fun Yahweh se mama yen ma je kan jade lojo yen ti o ni pe gbogbo aladugbo pe kan wa ba won da se pe iru Olorun wo lele malu po nle eko mewa fun. Abraham did not try to negotiate the terms of se bi Olorun ri malu nbe ko to fi omo ile ilohun fe. He owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills. And the God, now, as I was reading this, the Bible says, on the third day, today is third. Abi mi oshi, abi four loni, onini four, anoni third. I remember very well that it was 1 year ago, that I was here on the third, so it should be yesterday, when my church got burnt. Let me detour a little bit to celebrate this church. Of all the churches that showed concern over my burnt church, Lighthouse was the best. I went home, the pastor followed me and came and had donated what no church will be. I've been preaching for about 50 years. Mo wa su fun dudu, mo wa su fun fun fun, mo wa su safin, mo wa su si arara, mo wa su fun fun. Who has for me, who has found a giant, who has found Kukute, who has in Hawaii, where they are all small, small pygmy that Japanese people. Of all the churches that I have preached over 5 decades, Lighthouse is the best. Kò síbi tán ti fẹ́ràn mi bí Lighthouse. Because they showed concern. Let's go back there, that it was on the third day that the man sighted the mountain Moriah, sighted the place. And when they got to the foot of the hill, Abraham told the servants, like I once mentioned here, where we separate the men from the boys. When we get to the place where we tell the goat to move this way, let the sheep move this way. When we separate the sons from the servants. When we get to the place, we will tell certain people, would you please stay this side? Certain others stay on this side. Moriah became the selection point. When Abraham told the servants, in verse 5, abide ye here with the ass. You human beings, stay with the animal. He be telling you, he be telling you, belongs in here. Stay with the animal, stay with the ass. I and this land, we will go yonder and worship, and I and this lad will come again to you. Now, also, my queen, Ibe Lot fell up our money. She was so far on my own. Now, Joma Pada Moriah the escalator, which Paul tried to argue to the Hebrews that he was saying that because he knew that after he had burnt him from into ashes, he will also stand by the ashes to remind God that you told me that through this boy, the whole world will be blessed. What will you now do with your promise? And that he was determined to stay there until the boy come out of the ashes. That the faith of Abraham, you see, we are calling him father of faith, which faith? This is the faith. That he said to the boys, he said to the servants, stay here. I and this boy will go over there and worship. I and this boy will also come back to you. Wait here. You will see two of us come back. That is the faith we are talking about. Faith that tries to obey instructions and leave the consequences to God. Because many times our compliant percentage is brought down to the consequences that we cannot handle. And many people have a call and they're asking, if I leave my job and go and be doing the work of God, what will I eat? As if you are the one taking care of yourself, where you are. He took care of us. I and this boy will go over there and worship. And I and this boy will come back. How about your reason why he didn't tell his wife? There's no need. Because we will go and we will come back. And I said to all doubters and all who fear, you will go and you will, we are coming back. You can tell the devil, I will go and I will come back. You will not reduce. You will not be discounted. You will not be minused. You will go and you will come back. You come back and you will not have to tell the stories. You don't have to tell nasty, negative stories of how we got there. Moriah the escalator. On their way, the question came up. Isaac, who is the sacrifice? Asked the father, the sacrificer, I said, here is wood, here is fire, here is knife. Where is the lamb that we're going to sacrifice? Abraham had to find the answer. When we are confronted at family level, at some other levels of leadership, how do we find the answer? And some of the answers you cannot disclose, they will run away. Some of the answers you must not disclose because they will run away. When my church got born, I was sharing in Benga's church this morning. A church got born like this. I don't have a member that is rich. I have never been blessed with one. And I look for them. The more I go near them, the more they run. So I have stopped going near them so that at least I can keep them steady. So I made up my mind not to make any announcement on how to build the new church, because there are those who cannot handle the information. That the budget that came to us in Ilorin will be spending 1.6 billion naira when cement was 4,000. Now cement went to 8,000 and went to 12. Even in Ilorin, it came to 12,000 at the point before it started coming down. And we laid the foundation of that house that is three times bigger than the one that got burnt. I laid the foundation November 4. It's November before it becomes 1 year. Now we are at roofing. I've spent over 1 billion naira. And I've not asked for money from the church. In leadership, you must know what followership can handle. Hey, get here. In leadership, you must know what followership can handle. Obeni, Igini, Inoni, Eronda. Toba lo so fo mo yen pe ohun le ran. O ma ki gbe pe awon to wa sale pe e ma se pe e mo di ton fini ke duro won baba o fe do lowo o fe fi mi sogun owo e tete. How did Abraham handle it? Abraham said, well, you see, when your followers bring up a question that you don't have an answer, you throw it to God. God will find a lamb. Moriah the escalator. And they got there. He set up an altar. Grabbed the boy. And the boy did not shout. Tied the boy, leg, hand. Put him on the altar. Put fire under. Put one hand to push the chin back. To throw the blade across. The boy kept quiet. Moriah the escalator. And as he was about to slit the throat, then the angel of the Lord, who's been watching them all along, said, now, don't slaughter. It's a test. Remove the rope. Bring the boy down. Look behind you. There's a ram there. How did the ram? And the ram was caught. The horns were locked up with it. Was held there. It can't go away. Untie this, because there is a tied one to replace this. And unless you are compliant, you will never be able to access the other one. And it was there. He did not scream. He did not shout. Animals don't behave like that. When they are hooked up like that, they will be screaming. I'm an animal scientist. But just like the Bible now says of Isaac, an equivalent of Jesus, that on the same as Isaac carried firewood, Moriah the escalator, and was climbing the hill as Isaac carried firewood and was carrying the mountain, I was climbing the mountain of Moriah. That was how Jesus also carried his cross and was climbing Calvary. So the drama in Moriah was to demonstrate what was going to come back to us in form of salvation. The same way that the lamb, the ram was brought in to substitute for Isaac. That is the way Jesus will be brought in to substitute for us. And he will die in our place. That was the drama of Moriah. Moriah would have ended as a story there. But what brought Moriah into everlasting relevance to today is what it represented, which is still the story of redemption and salvation today. As I said, if you've ever been to the Holy Land, you stand on Mount Moriah and you'll be seeing Calvary on the other side. You can shout to each other. The mountain of Moriah, where this drama played out, was just overseeing Calvary, where Jesus also laid on the cross. So the everlasting God was bringing a picture of what will be happening in future to the Israel then and to the Israel of God now, to let you see that Moriah had an everlasting implication. Moriah became a climbing staircase. Moriah became an ascendancy in the story of redemption. As Isaac was to be celebrated, the same way that Isaiah said, as a lamb before his shearer was dumb, that so he opened not his mouth. That was how Jesus came in the New Testament and did not riot on the cross and did not call down angels to come and kill people and destroy everywhere. He submitted himself the same way Isaac submitted himself. So we are having a Moriah of old that is Calvary of new, in order to repeat the same story and essence of the Moriah of that time to the Calvary of today. That what simply happened between Isaac and Jesus, the Lamb and Christ on the cross, is what is playing out for our everlasting redemption. So the crisis Isaac had with Abraham in going up to Moriah became an ascendancy for Christ and for all of us today who could envision how Christ died on the cross for our sins. And the obedience, in closing, that Abraham obeyed in a trial case in which he was to kill his son, which never was. Go and kill him, it never happened. Go and kill him, he never killed him. Go and destroy him, burn him to ashes, he never did. That became a gateway, the staircase that Moriah became. When God now said, come, I've promised to bless you before, but let me renew the promise with some emphasis. When he said, by this I know. There have been other incidences in the life of Abraham by which God could know. But there was just this to make him know better. That Abraham was barren. He was promised he would have a child. He eventually have a child. And the Bible says Sarah's womb was dead, but they now have a child. That is a faith that has produced result. But God was counting that it remained one more. Okweyoko. And when God was making the promise, o she die kusowo, so that to ba ti pass e yokan to ku yen la ma release gbogbo e fun e. So Moriah became an escalator to get to that level where the remaining promise that was withheld can now be fully delivered. When God was now saying, now I know, since you did not withhold your son, he said, I will bless you. I will give you children like the stars of heaven, like the grains of sand by the seashore. And God was renewing the promise and expanding the promise. Moriah became an escalator. Now you are here. this Moriah will become an escalator. Amen. But become an escalator when you are able to give to God something that is very dear. Something that ordinarily you don't want to part with it. Moriah became an escalator. And here this Moriah can also become an escalator. I'm not going to put much demand upon you. I'm going to leave you to freely do something for God that will make God say, now I know. Something that can mark your scripts afresh. Something that can reposition your value. Something that can tell God something more about you that you have never shown. Something that will let God see that you're worth more than you look. I need you to rise up in prayer this Moriah and ask God to turn this Moriah in particular to an escalator that can move you to a higher level of relationship with God. Each time you go to church to hear a sermon, and it is a sermon that did not take anything away from you, especially the bad side of your life, it's a useless sermon. All this sermon, bless you, it's well, all this junk talks. Any sermon you hear in a church, and that sermon did not take anything away from you. We all have our bad sides, struggles. Some of you are still struggling with one thing or the other. Whenever you go to church, any church, and the sermon was so good, but it did not remove something that has been bad, which you are keeping. Don't forget, it is not the answers you got right that fail you. It is the answer that you got wrong that fail you. It is the answer that you got this one wrong. Iyen lo man fail eyan. Eyi to n se daada o le fail e. So any service never lo wo bi. Any service never lo to je pe awon kan to wrong ninu aye wa. Awon yen lo le fail wa. Ki se awon to right. Eyi to right ninu aye e o le fail e. Eyi to right, the one that is right in your life can never fail you. It is the one that you got wrong that fail you. And when you go to church and go for prayer and hear sermon and they are shouting and screaming, check all that you have heard. Has this sermon been able to help me to take something out of my life that is not good? If you cannot find it, don't go there again, because that church will not help you. When we were in school, I don't know whether they still do it. Some of you are teachers here. After they have done our work for us, they will submit, they will mark it. The one we got wrong, our teacher will mark it that we got it wrong. Then Omar Pada, sorry, blackboard. Ours a correction. We will do the correct. The one you got wrong is the one that will fail you, not the one you got right. So when we say Pada, we will have to redo that one and submit it. Woman mark a toshi. Woman mark ouno. And then after they have marked it, woman call sin si. Mi o mo boya won si nse tori gbogbo kan lo ti baje tan. Mi o mo boya won si nse pe won ma nse correction. Won ma nse mi o mo boya won nse Ibadan won ma nse ni Kwara. Now the one you got wrong, they will do it and put it on the, you do it again and submit it for marking. They will mark the one you did wrong the same way they marked the one before and sign it. The first one won't sign it. Say, really, it's all she, yeah. Woman sign it. Woman endorse it. And one can sing, pay motiri, pay what you get here. If you're no man, she ain't going to see what you. Really, don't you ever go be palliative. Sherry. Eitoshi lo ma fail ye. Eito get correct ko le fail ye. Bo ba wo yen gbo. E ma come go ma o fail won de promote e lo. Ma ni show, ma se ni show. Say Father, this Moriah, I make it an escalator. My leg is already on the first step. I am climbing it to the high level to make the highest sacrifice, to give God the biggest sacrifice of my life, to part with what I like that you don't like. Open your mouth and pray like that. To part with what I like that you don't like. In Jesus' name we pray. Prayer number two. Lord, renew your promise and covenant with me. Don't forget me. Don't leave me alone. Renew your promises and covenant with me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Renew your promises and covenant with me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Finally, it's not just a question of renewal, but also renew and expand. Now, we're taking you from the seashore to the skies to count. And we're asking you to count what is not countable. God will be taking some of you into blessings that will not be countable. Say louder, amen.
Amen.
Take it. From this Moriah, God is not going to just renew his covenant with you. He will be expanding you into numerical order that cannot be numbered.
Amen.
In Genesis chapter 41, verse 40, chapter 41, 49, God can bring you to a numbering that cannot be numbered. Numbering is of men. Can you number the stars? Can you number the sand that is by the seashore? And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea. Very much until he left numbering, for it was. Joseph was not a prophet. As Joseph, this is Egypt, not Canaan.
Yes.
Hey, get in, continue by so. Egypt, lele kishi Canaan. To buy Canaan, in this thing, eti gope one as if one is up here. Oje ille to unso fun. Egypt, lele isa. Ille awo elebora. The land of the magicians. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea. Very much. Until he left. That is, And I'm saying, this is Joseph. Not Elijah, not Elisha, Joseph, to a shade lewon. And this is Egypt, not Canaan. Wo, emi gbagbo pe mi o le toshi. Aba wo ibi to ba wo eni ko do si lo lo toshi ibi to ba fe toshi. O ma da fun yin.
O ma da fun mi sa. Temi le mi be so yi. Mo mo ma make e. Benga mo si ma ni owo jati jati ma lowo yala yala. And Joseph gathered corn in Egypt like the sand that is by the seashore. And they, because it was very much, and they stopped counting because ko se carbon. Talon fe ru e ko nawo. So sari Nigeria yi e je kon ma se bo ba se wu won o. E je ka wa na se ti wa bo ba se wu wa o. To ra wa connect mo orun. Ebi o le pa mi. Iya oni je mi. Mo ma rowo na. Oye to ba won kon ma ta petrol. Mo ma ma fill tank mi. Oye to ba won kon ma ra taresi. Ma ma je aje yo. Ati aje seku. Ni lu badan yi. Mo ma make e. Ni le daddy wa. Owo mi na ti mama won ma to won ma to emi mama gun owo fun mama fun owo fun. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that it will be so as we have read it in this book. That this Moriah this afternoon will be an escalator. You will be so blessed. Everybody say blessed. You remember what Malachi said in chapter 3? That God will open the windows of heaven to pour blessings into your life that your house will not be able to contain it. Because your house has capacity. Heaven has no capacity. Wobi, sebi ibe ni aduru ojo ton ro saye tin wa. Ibe la duro orun tin wa. Lati orun ni ore gbogbo tin wa saye sa. Kekere ni wo yi, o nbo gbogbo eja, o nbo gbogbo eye. Bawo ni ti e se ma soro ko ni soro loruko Jesu. It will not be difficult for you. Mo fe ko gba Olorun gbo. Seri Moriah te wa lo so yi escalator ni. O n gbe o lo bi giga. He's taking you to a level. He's taking you higher. He's taking you high. He's taking you higher. He's taking you highest. Beyond the highest. He's taking you over. God will bless you. You will gather money beyond count. You will gather corn beyond numbering. You will gather favor beyond numbering. You will gather blessing beyond numbering. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Put your hand together for Jesus.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace. Through God's choice servant, we believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's choice servant in life-changing services at the Light Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samonda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.